Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling. Good to be with you today. It's Friday. I love Friday. I would say it's my favorite day of the week if it wasn't for Saturday and Sunday. We are wrapping up our five tips to a better agency series today. Talking about conflict management. That's a huge, huge, huge thing, isn't it? Today's episode is sponsored by Capital Premium Financing. If you want to have no conflict in your premium financing relationship, your cancellations, you grow your agency's revenue, get better service, all that kind of stuff, you can go over to Capital. TheInsuranceStream.com. Click on services for your agency. Click on premium financing. You will see all the great reasons. There's a bunch of testimonials right there. And you can connect with Capital right there on that page. Tell them Abe sent you from The Insurance Stream. We appreciate Capital's sponsorship of the podcast today. On today's daily insurance meditation, again, we're wrapping up. So Monday, we talked about emotional intelligence. That was number one tip to a better agency. Tuesday, we talked about change management. Wednesday, we talked about communication skills. Yesterday, we talked about presentation skills. And today, we're talking about conflict management because it is inevitable in any relationship in life that there is going to be a conflict at some point in time. Maybe it's a legit conflict where there's like a real fundamental disagreement where you got one side that's like, no, I totally perfectly understand what you're saying. But I disagree with it and I will fight it with every ounce of my being. And then you got the other side that's like, oh, I understand what you're saying and I'm going to fight that too. You know, those are the conflicts where it's like, boy, is conflict management skills ever necessary there? 100% yes. You've got other types of conflict where it's like there's a misunderstanding, right? Like one person maybe gets offended or another person, doesn't understand what somebody's saying, misinterprets. There's all these different ways that conflict can kind of sprout out. It's just anytime you get people close to each other, at some point in time, conflict is going to erupt. So conflict management is the skills to say, okay, how do we bring the temperature level down here? And how do we talk through this? How do we take breaks while we are talking through this and maybe walk away from it for a little bit and then come back to it and figure out how to resolve this? Even if it's just an agree to disagree sort of thing. Just all sorts of different ways that you can manage this. So how do you effectively manage conflict? Well, number one, active listening. And that goes back to episode 261 on Monday where we were talking about emotional intelligence. Active listening is such a key part of all of these things. If you're not listening, you're not going to have emotional intelligence. You're not going to be able to manage change. You're not going to be able to communicate or present effectively. And then you certainly won't be able to manage conflict. So you can see that all these skills kind of just dovetail in together. Active listening, is so important to any kind of relationship. But if you're going to have conflict management skills, this is front and center. Has to be there. You have to understand what is causing the conflict. Number two, analyze the conflict. What is going on here? Why is there a disagreement? Where is this person coming from? Where is this person coming from? You have to be able to, analyze what is happening here and get underneath of all the things. Sometimes even the things that people say, you got to dig a little bit deeper than that and figure out why this is a conflict in the first place. Emotional intelligence is on the list of conflict management tips. So that is super important, reemphasizing that. Expressing your feelings and allowing other people to express their feelings is super important. Accepting that there is a conflict. That's a huge thing, right? Because if it's like, wow, this shouldn't be an issue in the first place. Yeah, but it is. So we need to accept the fact that a conflict is there. And, everybody's got these different triggers, different past points, different things like that, that make them feel differently than we do in certain situations. So we have to be able to accept the fact that there is a conflict present. And then we have to be able to address the conflict. Addressing the conflict is really, a lot easier said than done, right? Because if we know that there's a conflict, we've done some active listening, we've expressed our feelings, but then we go to address the conflict and this is typically where, the explosion happens, right? When we're trying to address the conflict and things just climb, and they get out of control. So being able to effectively manage how we address the conflict is super, super important skill to learn. Collaboration, being able to make sure that everybody's here, you know, heard, everybody is feeling heard. So that way, you know, the solution doesn't favor one person or the other. You're looking for something that collaboratively everybody goes, okay, that's a good compromise. Communication is obviously a super important skill when it comes to conflict management, because if you can't communicate, you're not going to solve anything. And then identifying opportunities for compromise, enormously important. You got to look for ways that where people agree and bring those together, bring them together on those terms. And this has been your daily insurance meditation.